Welcome to Around the Reel with your hosts, Aaron Carlson, Charles Lawson, and Samantha Hanna. Ah, shit. Here we go again.
Who the fuck is Pinky?
That's
I think
she
was talking about you. That's what
you
I was kind of curious. I'm still a little hot, buddy.
I mean, all three of us are Pinkies before he is.
What the fuck is a pinky, though? I don't get it.
I don't
it's
know.
Your fifth finger.
Well, I know what a pinky is. It's a baby mouse.
It's your fifth finger.
It's a baby mouse.
I believe with my beautiful, wonderful world of deafness that I'm learning that I have is the fact that I think she said, I think he.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And I thought she said, Pinky said he wanted it that way. And I'm like, wait, who the fuck is Pinky?
Thinky.
Yeah.
I think he. I said I think he really fast, and he said, Pinky, who's Pinky?
I got you.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Go figure.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Here we are, invited to another premiere.
Yeah.
Just hanging out on the, I'd say the red carpet, but we're on a table. And if we put a table on a red carpet, that's like bad mojo.
Correct.
So
we're in front of the banner of that CCC Entertainment Group, guys.
Yeah.
We didn't really say anything about quiet on the set, though, did we?
No, we didn't.
Well,
we
can't.
This is actually
because we don't control these people. They're humans.
That's true.
They don't know if it's work. They don't work for us.
This is our first podcast without doing it over Zoom.
Is it really?
Yeah, we've never done it this way before.
No,
have we?
You know what? Actually, the very first time I was on the podcast, all four of us were in the room.
We were in the same room,
true, but
we did,
still,
it, on, but we did
yeah.
it on Zoom so
yeah,
we could see our faces.
Yeah, we always record
now,
that.
Now we,
that's
have
true.
Just, now we just have
a camera.
One camera.
Oh, on our faces. All of our faces.
Just one camera.
Hi, audience.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. I didn't center myself on the camera for a reason. Just so you guys know.
Are you
what
are
was
you in
that?
The shot?
Oh, he's pointing out the fact that he didn't put himself front and center this time.
I'm just trying not to take any of the credit away from Samantha. Because it's her moment. It's her moment.
I'm proud of you, but I'm also proud of Aaron.
Well, I appreciate that because it took a lot. It took a fucking lot.
It did take a lot.
But it's okay.
You just kept staring down your chair.
At all, just me. It wasn't just me, though. I mean, it takes a lot of people to make a movie. It really does.
No, I know.
And I feel really bad. It's not. So you guys, or whoever said I was humble, like I'm not humble. I just am honest, and it really wasn't just me.
Well, you sounds like a
you.
Humble.
You are humble. Yeah. But I also look at my biggest problem about when you do something amazing, and we do it as a team, yes,
mm-hmm.
that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But Sam, when you do something amazing, the first thing you do is deflect to somebody else.
She has to.
And it's sweet.
Just fucking say thank
it's
you.
It's kind of sweet, but it's annoying after a while. It gets annoying. Because
he's
you did
annoyed
this.
By me,
oh my
so.
Gosh.
You
that
did
was
this.
So great. It wouldn't have happened without everybody's fuck off. Yeah. Say thank you.
Here she is. We're at her second movie premiere, right? Here at the K Diamond K Ranch. Listen to all these people that are here. They're eating, they're chilling. They watched your movie. They fucking stood up. They cried. They laughed.
They cried a lot.
They gasped.
Yeah.
They,
gasped.
They gasped that filled a room. I was like,
it was moist up in that room.
It was super moist,
it was,
right?
It was moist.
It was great. And then she gets up there and then says, yeah, my other movie's on Tubi. It's really like on 17 platforms.
It's
making money still after a year and a half. That's crazy
stuff. I don't know what to say to you guys about that.
And that's why you're humble.
You know what? I don't want you to say anything to us. What I want you to talk to is your adoring audience that are right there in that camera. Say something to them to make them appreciate the fact that if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing.
Oh.
You don't have to.
This
Sam.
Is almost as bad as like you guys are going to make me talk before we show the movie, aren't you?
Yeah, she said that to us today too. I love it. I love
I
it so
much. I was prepared for that.
You did great too, by the way.
You
did
really
great. Yeah, and I know you're humble.
It was embarrassing, but I tried.
No, you did great.
The
did
best
great.
Art does come from a lack of ego, and I think your work proves that.
Yeah.
You did good work.
Well, that's probably the hands down the nicest compliment I've ever gotten, probably in my life.
Yeah,
Mr. Stevie.
Yeah. There you go. He's a badass.
You did good.
So thank you.
And
thank you.
Welcome.
Look at me, guys. Look at me take my combo. Thank you, Steve.
Oh, shit. Oh,
wow. I'm proud of you twice.
Thank you.
You know what I'm proud of, though? At least you said Tubi, because we make more money on Tubi than any of the other platforms. So
yeah, you got to shove them.
I mean, Tubi, don't get us wrong.
Yeah, don't get
us
wrong.
Thank you,
Tubi.
We
yeah,
appreciate
thank you,
Tubi.
Sam. So she's actually kind of smart for saying Tubi. So.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because that's the platform. You go through
it. Well, I wasn't going to go for one of the ones we don't make any money off of.
Yeah,
or the one you don't know what the...
Or the one I don't even know what it is.
If this cat knocks over this light on my head, I swear to God, I'm finally healing from my fucking wound of trying to shave my head the other day.
This is crazy. Look at the cat just jump on the table. This is fucking crazy.
Like, it's, all these people came here.
Wicked Wild. This We're in the Wild Wild
this
West.
This is really good. So, yes, welcome to Around the Rail, by the way.
Welcome to Around the Rail.
Welcome to Around the Rail.
Thank you for
It might not be the cat, but it might be Steve's son. Steve's son might knock it over.
If you see weird body movements, I'm just trying to protect me and Steve and maybe Sam. Oh, no, the light's not that tall.
Because my son is insane and walking around behind him.
He's
That's
so
my
cute,
fault.
Though. He's so cute.
He's awesome. Your kid's cool, man.
He's
the
best.
And your wife is cool as fuck.
I know.
It's like I've never met her.
No, this dude's... Just
the question,
family.
How?
Yeah, that's what he said.
I don't
Inquiring
know.
Minds.
I mean this honestly. She had really bad vision issues when we first got together. I said this as a joke early and they laughed, but it was fucking true. And she got glasses and I was nervous. That is real.
Oh, my God.
Dude, she's a sweetheart. How
she's
long have you guys
so
been together,
cool.
Steve?
She's dropped dead
18
gorgeous.
Years.
18 years, too?
Yeah.
Same
cool.
as us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, when I throw my hooks fucking into somebody...
Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, try hard. Yeah.
Not try hard enough. I'm kidding. I'm so kidding. That was a bad... Sam, super bad jokes.
It's fair.
I'm surprised she's not sick of me. Every day. Every day.
I get it.
It works out well. But yeah. That's she's a sweetheart.
She's awesome, man. She's
awesome. I didn't mean that. You weren't the one trying not to
No,
hard.
She's great.
You
she's
are
great.
Absolutely fine. And you can make jokes on this show. That's kind of the fucking point.
That is
it is the point. But I don't like... I don't want to hurt your feelings.
It's a safe space.
It is a safe space. Around the Rail is a safe space, guys.
Yeah. And I never realized how much I like spiking the camera when we're doing it with just one.
You love looking at that shit. You love it.
I've looked at it a couple times, too. It's kind of awkward, though. It's
That's okay to do it.
How you guys doing?
Yeah.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Well,
I can't look at myself, so.
I don't have my cigar cutter, so I got to play with the pan.
Yeah. How do you feel, Sam? You just showed your film to 40-plus people.
Yeah. How's it going?
In an intimate setting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to explain how... There's so many feelings, I guess. It's hard to explain. Okay. But I feel really good. I'm really proud of the movie. I really am. That final cut, when he and I watched that final cut, I was like... Yep, that's it. That's it. And I was I'm very proud of it.
Yeah.
I couldn't find anything, a flaw in it or anything wrong with it. And that's crazy
that's
for
amazing.
Me because my art, I can always, like, I did find one. I put there was a double picture in there, but I made the decision not to make a big deal out of it and let it go. And I'm happy I did because no one's going to notice that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you're looking at everything, you're looking at the family dynamics, you do have some limitations on what you can do. I mean, as far as what's available to you. And if you're making True. References to back to when somebody was a kid or something, and it's like, oh, I got the same picture, but it's okay. Because it's okay, because it's later in the show. Mm-hmm.
But see, he didn't even know what picture it was, so he didn't notice it.
No, did you know what picture
did
it
you
was?
Know?
The only one I thought it was.
I have no clue what you're talking
good.
About.
Beautiful.
That's and good. That is the highest art.
That's good. I love that. I love that.
I thought the only one that it was the person who didn't talk very much but showed the most emotion. Because I thought I saw his picture twice, separate in the movie.
Nope.
But it might have been just a close to the same picture.
Yeah. Nope.
Or clip or whatever. Well, I'm trying to not do spoilers for our audience.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No.
The one that we interviewed that was the most emotional.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
No,
okay.
Not that one.
Okay,
no,
cool. I didn't. So I missed it.
Mama June.
Oh, it was Mama June one. Yeah. It was one of her vet ones.
A couple of vets.
Oh, okay. Place,
but it worked, and that's the important part.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. But overall, I'm really proud of that movie. I'm really proud of it. When I started making this movie, I wasn't sure about making it about, somebody like that. Because I'm like, everyone's got a story,
Sure.
Like, how is this going to be interesting to everyone?
Yeah.
That was my main thing. Like, I knew making Octopus, there's an interest. People are interested in animals, and they want to know about animals and everything else. And I know they want to know about people, too, but I was just I was leery about the story and it being good enough for everyone to want to see, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Even people that didn't know her and didn't know her family or never been to the ranch or whatever. So I was leery. But, when the story unfolds.
Yeah, it sure does.
I definitely was like, when it did and I knew I had an app, I was like, okay, yeah, no, this is a good story for anyone.
What made you think that it wouldn't be a good story in the beginning? Why were you so leery about, doing something on, an individual or just a place in general?
Oh, just because, excuse my cough, it's... Definitely that sawdust.
How dare it?
Yeah.
Dude.
Okay, so that's a great question. What was it again?
why did you not think that this story, when you first started, would be worth telling?
Oh, yeah, okay. Just no, with an individual or a place. Yeah, I get why you like the GPO, but why was it hard for you?
That's an easy for me to answer, because I just think of people as all being, you know, we're all people and we're all the same. I don't think that like somebody, one person's life is interesting or less or more than somebody else's. And so I just, as a general rule, I think of people that way. Like, okay, we're all just people. We're all the same. So I think of it, it's when I'm going into something like that, I'm like, how, you know, I have to be shown how this is going to impact, I guess, other people is the most important thing. And that's what sets some people's stories apart from others, is that some people have stories that others can gain from. And I mean gain as in learn something, or, you know, be able to
build an emotional story that connects
with most
connection
people.
And connection is important. So even when I was doing Octopus, I was trying to make sure there was a connection, a people connection, you know, to the Octopus. So I think it is the connection, the people being able to connect to the story, whatever that may be. And there's so many different aspects of this story in particular that I think everyone can pretty much connect to a part of it or another.
Agreed.
That's the point of it.
But it is hard for me to see somebody as being, you know, how is this person worthy of a movie and this person isn't or whatever. You know,
I don't think
of just people in general. I don't think that way.
What I think is really amazing about it is that you were able to find that story in the amount of time that you had to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think, honestly, you could probably find an emotionally coherent story for anybody if you followed them around for 20 years.
Right.
But to do it for a month is much harder.
Yeah.
And I think
you have to think, too, we only came up here for, you know, three days at a time for, you know, a few times.
Yeah, a couple times.
Three times to get all up.
I think we were here with the big crew 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
It was like before that, it was a couple days. Yeah. And then the last one was a couple days when you came, Chuck.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Because you guys came up for the first one. You did the kind of the preliminary walkthroughs.
Yeah.
And we met with Kathy and then all the other interviewees that came, and that she just was like, hey, I got somebody who wants to say something, you know, and she came in and then blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
But I think the important part of that in particular, just being able to tell a story like that with just a small amount of time, is just being a listener and being able to listen to people and get the story. To remember, you know, what they say, and to remember the things that are important. And I guess in my brain, I'm always doing a storyline, you know, kind of in a way.
Yeah, that's good filming.
And so
it's good storytelling.
Well, when I know I'm doing a movie about something, I mean, that's what you do. You make a storyline, or, you know.
A lot of people don't listen, though. So that's one of your strengths. Yeah. You actually listen. Like me, I don't hear shit.
Well, because I think you talk too much.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So, but B, I don't think you deeply, truly, honestly, genuinely care about everyone's stories like I do.
It takes a minute.
I mean,
it was your second trip here, and when you finally had the intimate time with Kathy, not to make that weird, but the intimate time with Kathy to have that full story on the stairs. And that was a big connection. And then obviously it was for you, I think it was also with Brian and then the hunt.
Yes and no. This is rare, because the first time I came up here, I was like leery, obviously, because I don't like country life at all.
I don't like outside.
I don't give
like
a fuck.
I like being in my home.
Yeah. I don't like no Wi-Fi. Yeah.
No Wi-Fi,
like,
no Xbox.
On and
it's
on
just
on.
Fucking like, oh.
I don't like Bigfoot.
You know, let's go out in the fucking nature. I was like, I don't fucking do this. That's me. You know, you guys know this. Everybody knows this.
And most of you
do. I not know this?
So, but as soon as I got out of the car and we walked in this place, the first day we were here, I was like, this place is no joke. And I felt it. Like, I meant it. And who was the first one to say, I don't want to go home? Me. I didn't want to leave.
Yeah,
I did not want to leave the first time we came
here. I thought it was just because somebody kept cooking meat for you.
It was all of it.
That was part of it.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. It was the whole
experience.
It's the immersive experience of being here.
And that's what we wanted to do in the movie.
Because that's a special thing.
Yeah.
Just like I was saying downstairs to everyone about just it being just a really special place where you don't really get this kind of an atmosphere, you don't get this kind of a feeling, you don't get this everywhere.
Yeah.
So it is special.
Yeah.
And I think that it stands out for that reason, and that that was our experience coming in through the door. So when people say that in the movie, spoiler alert, that this place is makes you, you know, you come here and you feel like family. Like, they're not.
They're not fucking
they're
around.
They're not kidding. Like, you literally do.
Yeah. I didn't know that till today.
Yeah.
I think coming here for the first time, I was telling Aaron before we started recording. It's interesting that I thought, I'm like, oh, well, they did a really good job building a picture of a place that was very friendly. And I thought that you were gilding the lily or whatever, kind of just pushing it to make you like, oh, no, really? It's like, we're going to try extra hard to sell it.
Right.
And it's like, you get here and you're like, no, that's just the place.
Did we actually undersell this a little bit? Yeah. I mean, there's so much here that happens.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, there's many other movies worth of information and stuff here. I mean, I mean, we could do multiple movies, but I guess the point, and another thing too that was important to me with this movie is I didn't want it to sound like an ad. I didn't want it to sound like, you know, I'm trying to sell this lodge
promote
to people.
The lodge.
Like I'm like a promotion video. I didn't want it to be that way. And I even said to Aaron, you know, there's a couple parts where I was like, oh, I kind of feel like, you know, I don't want it to be an ad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want it. I just want it to be honest and like people's true feelings. And he was like, that is.
I know. I convinced him. Like, that's what he said. He meant it. You
can
tell.
And I had to think about it for a second, but I was like, yeah.
When he says
true,
you people really want to come here.
Yeah.
He means it.
Yeah.
He does. You can see it in his face. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. He was amazed by it. And that's why he was here today to watch the movie and paid for it, even though he was in it. Jesus Christ.
Well, the other thing I thought was great, too, was from the experience of today.
Yeah.
The fact that we had somebody who was in the audience, who was the first time they were here was
today.
It was their first time coming to the ranch to stay.
Yeah.
Met the family and instantly felt like he belonged and then watched the story and instantly cried with everybody else.
Yeah. That's dope.
Yeah.
That's fucking dope.
And that's kind of a little bit of a worry for me is I guess I'll find out, but I want to know, do you have to have come here and really know the feeling and the experience to really get the impact of this film?
I'm going to remind you really quick, two of the big people that are part of this company who have never been here and only watched the movie.
You hit them.
Are coming here because they watched the movie.
Because they watched the movie.
That's true.
No, that is true.
Anthony, you know, they don't want to come see us. They don't want to come hang out with us, but they're going to come to Washington 6 hours away from us.
We watched the film, and we had the same exact reaction. It was a prior version that was, you improved it massively, but we had the same feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I think it draws you in because it's honest.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's what I was hoping. Thank you, because that's what I'm hoping to pull off with this, and it's really not the point. I mean, yes, of course, I would love it if, you know, her business grows dramatically from this, but that is not the point at all for me. The point is not it's not that for that reason. It's to tell this story because there is such an amazingly crazy story.
You know what I love about
many
this,
stories.
What we do.
What?
That we sit here and we talk like everybody on the planet knows what we're talking about. I love
we're
it.
We're just talking amongst ourselves.
Yeah, right? I love that. Like, no one even knows the title of your movie right now. No one knows what.
Well,
if some people
technically
just
all the people that watched it today definitely know the name of the movie.
True,
yeah. But
if some random person's in their car right now, they're like, "What's Around the Real?" and they click it on Spotify,
and they listen,
and
to
they
this
just
one?
Start listening, like, "What the fuck's on this
like,
background?
What?
Who the fuck are these people? What are they even fucking talking about? What movie is this?" They have no idea.
Yeah,
and that's what's fun. So why don't you? Can you give the title of the movie and explain what it's about?
It's a documentary called A Will and a Way. And it is about a ranch in Republic, Washington, and the history of this ranch and the growth and the just this whole place.
The inspiration,
everything,
the tragedies, the hope.
And it's
the
called
will,
A Will and a Way for a reason.
A fucking reason, yeah. These people are, when you watch it, when you can hear the story, they're almost superhuman because of how they're able to move forward.
Right.
Through
they're
tragedy.
Always moving. Yeah,
no matter
they're just,
what
they're
happens,
always
they
fucking
persevere.
Moving forward. Yeah, they're just moving forward. They don't get hung up. I don't see them crying about, I need therapy. They just keep fucking going.
Yeah.
that's what drew me to this story.
A little bit.
This is what I like. Now that I watched the movie,
just for
I need
the
therapy
reference.
Again.
Yeah, everybody needs therapy.
Yeah, we all probably do. But the people who can do it and just not even fucking say it, and they got that backbone and that spine to just, I don't know. It amazes
it's
me.
Crazy.
It's like Rocky. When you get knocked down, you just get the fuck up.
Thank you.
Okay. You know, and I love that mentality, and they have it out here, and it's cool to see. And when you get in there and you hear the depth of these stories, like you portrayed Sam in the movie, how did they get through that?
Yeah.
How did they get through some of that stuff without fucking raging and divorces and, you know, kids split up and, chaos and pills and, you know what I mean?
Let's just put this out there. Just this basic thing. This woman has been having guests come to her house. You know, this is a guest ranch.
Yeah.
For all these years. Mm-hmm. And she still loves them.
Yes, she does, right?
And I worked in a bar, and I hated all of them by the end of the night every night.
You're like, still do.
I kind of still hate some of them, yep. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for coming.
There was something that was said that I didn't fathom the amount of people. But when she's sitting in front of the Senate committee.
Yes.
And they ask her, how many people have you taught about wildlife and everything else by joining your ranch? And the biggest smile on her face when she says, over 100,000.
Thank you, like, spoiler alert.
Well, still, it's a big number, and it's an exciting thing.
It is.
The amount
of
people that she has actually, touched in her life is astonishing.
Yeah, it is.
Well, put it this way. There's a guest book in each room in this place.
Yeah.
And in those guest books, if you flip through them, you will see that there are hundreds of guests in there, that have signed that guest book and written, all these wonderfully nice things. But
and how many times has he switched those books out?
Well, and how many? And there's one in each room.
Where's the storage of all the books?
And I've looked through them, and there's China, Paraguay, from everywhere, Australia.
Yeah,
that's a lot of human connection too. You think about how you're able to get through this.
Hell yeah, it is.
That's part of it. It's just a lot of. I mean, one of the things that I think we were talking earlier about the lodge kind of thing, where people are just able to kind of bump into each other and like sit at the same table. You're like, I don't know you. You don't know me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
It is,
we don't
it
do
doesn't
it.
Happen.
No,
anymore.
Doesn't happen anymore.
I started watching The Reluctant Traveler on Apple with Eugene Levy. It's actually really funny because he's just going to all these different places.
He went to
Tokyo. And they offer a new experience where you walk into a room and it's an immersive experience. So if you're eating fish, there's water in the background. There's fish swimming up the table.
Oh, that's weird.
But the thing that's like new that they're doing, you sit down with people you don't know to have dinner.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that used to be kind of normal. Anybody remember cafeterias back in school?
Yeah. Libraries.
But think about it. It's not normal anymore.
I know.
But
they're calling it new.
Well, think of any time you do like something at work when you have a day job, and they're like, "Hey, just mingle with somebody you haven't. It's not in your office.
No.
Yeah, and you're like, pick somebody you don't know so you can work with them on this whatever. And you're just like, I don't want to fucking talk to these new people. I just want to be around the people I know.
But that's most people's attitude
because it's safe. No one wants to be in an uncomfortable position.
I was going to say it's probably the intolerance to everybody else's, and we've all had odd attitudes forever, and you're probably just like, you know what? Fuck them. I'm tired.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the deep answer.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me. I'm sorry, Sam.
No, it's true. You're absolutely right.
Sam's good with you're good with people though. Well, not as much as you used to.
Not as much as I used to.
She was fucking brilliant at it. Like brilliant. And then I came along and I think ruined it for her.
That'll do it.
Yeah, I just showed her the darkness of people. And
now I hate people, all of them.
I've always been really good at getting to know people and getting to know them and all those kinds of things. But even I have moments where it's just like, fuck.
Yeah.
I don't have it in me right
that's
now.
That's what I'm saying about Kathy is anyone can walk in here at any time of the day or night and there will be a smile on her face and she is so happy to see you. Is like, come on in.
Bring her
that's
in.
That's the amazing thing.
No, she doesn't.
It's like, how many bitches and assholes do you think she puts up with? And she still likes them. All of them. All of them.
But are they, because of her personality, are they that way that they are with us, with her?
I don't think so. I think that you come in here, you can't possibly treat her that
I'm sure
way.
She
the
gets
way
it.
That I don't know. I mean,
Aaron's
I think
like, I bet somebody she threw out.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
That,
yeah, I'm sure they're. I'm sure they give her an attitude. Yeah. Yeah.
I've even seen it happen.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
just being Subtly. Straight disrespectful well, this yeah. place, and you're like, and she just goes up there and just a kind of smile and just explains to them, mm-hmm. you don't do that. That's kind of I wonder not okay.
It's amazing.
And I'm like, I would be like, why don't you just leave?
No, I wouldn't even fucking open the door.
No,
it'd have been locked. You know, everybody have to knock, and I'm looking at him. I'm like, no, just put the sheet down. Closed. We're closed.
Yeah.
The funny thing is with her mentality of her husband being more kind of like ours, I wonder how many times she has to be like, it's okay, I'll talk to him before he's like, I'm just going to escort them off the property.
He's actually, super nice.
Actually,
too.
He's nicer than we are.
He is super nice.
Yeah, he yeah. wouldn't do that. He wouldn't. He keeps his nose out of all of it.
He just stays.
He does
goes
his thing.
And does his stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand how he does that either. Jesus, these people.
I know. The they're like, and that's where. That's,
maybe it's just living
where,
in the city.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, Aaron says a superhero thing or a superhuman thing, and I think that there's.
Both work, by the way. Superhuman, yeah. superhero.
Yeah.
Either way. Yeah.
I think it is.
But I do think there is something to be said about living not in the city or not, you know, around people. And when you talk about how things have changed so much. Like, I remember growing up in my neighbors. I was always close with all my neighbors all the time, always through my life.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it hit this point where, and Aaron knows exactly when it happened because I was so upset over this. Like, I actually cried and I was very distraught about it. Like, I was like, the neighbors don't even say hi or nothing. And they just like look at the ground and walk in their house and they don't even care.
And she's doing that. And you know that moment in the movie where the dude's just looking at the woman like,
like, what's the matter with you? But I like my neighbor. I think that being a neighbor is important. It's like family. It's like you got to have a place to go. If something happens and you can't call somebody or you're screwed, you got to go knocking over there. And if they see, like, you're all bloody and stuff, and they're not going to open the door unless they know you, right?
Wow, that got intense
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, Investigation Discovery did yeah. that, but
so,
anyway.
So much for just borrowing sugar.
We've all done it.
Hi, I need 911 or a fucking Band-Aid.
No, but anymore you hear stories about people that, okay, sorry. It's called I Survived. I'm really sorry, but
You're good.
The people always trying to get help, and no one will help them. And the cars will not stop, and the neighbors will not answer their door, and no one ever helps these people. And they're like,
yeah.
Who knows what they've been through.
When I was a kid, Sam, growing up, if somebody knocked on our door, we cut the lights off. We hit the floor.
Okay, well,
we're like crawling through the house quietly.
That was weird back then.
We did not.
That was hella
70
weird.
And 80s?
Hella weird.
Really?
Hella weird.
But what if it was our neighbor?
Our doors weren't even locked.
It was probably our neighbor.
Was it your neighbor?
I don't know. That was my point. No, we would not. If somebody knocked on the door, it was fucking weird.
Oh, my God.
It was weird to us.
Yeah.
In our house, really? It was weird. My mom was like, don't answer the door.
But your mom was not friendly.
Right.
Yeah, she's like, because she closed the door.
It would be
yes.
weird because your mom was always yelling. At they can hear her yelling in the house. They
I don't
can
know.
Hear her yelling out the door at you guys.
But you
I
know,
don't think she really cared.
But here's the thing. I even listened when I was watching stand-up with Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah.
He says the same joke about his family. And I'm like, oh, wow. It wasn't just us.
Fighting, yeah.
Yeah, his dad was like, don't answer the door. You know, we don't know who it is. But they can't just come over here. You know, at one time in life, it was cool when the neighbors came in. Everybody was like, hey, how you doing? Come on. Here's some cake.
Right.
You know? But later, it was not that way.
I think people stopped drinking
something.
At the beginning of the 70s,
yeah.
and that caused a little bit of it. Because, you know, back then, they'd be like, well,
people
screw
be drinking
yeah,
a lot.
Something happened.
Yeah. 50s and 60s, it was a lot of drinking, and it was before
they
smoking
were,
was bad for you.
But they had yes. manners, and they were more hospitable then. After a while, people stopped, people stopped giving a fuck about people.
Yeah.
They didn't want to
yeah.
be bothered.
Because they didn't have to interact with them all the time.
Yeah, I think that's it. Like, out here, you'd be like, I haven't seen a person in 10 days. Hello, please, come on in.
You
have a smoke.
You may appreciate it more, right?
Maybe.
But
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
That's a good point.
Well,
I don't know. I never grew up like, yeah, no.
No.
I mean, our doors were
no,
locked.
No, we didn't.
Everyone
we
could
grew
come
up in.
In
Gig Harbor.
Yeah. That's
so that's
where nobody sees anybody. Go back then.
Well, there's no threat. If someone's at your door, there's no threat. It's like, come on in.
Well, you can look at everything as being the expansion of America and everything that we've done. I mean, look at all the metropolis and everything that we have going on. You go back to the 50s and 60s, things were just starting to build. I mean, yeah, Seattle was big, but I mean, like, How many cities have, you know, over a million people in them?
Everything was small.
Everything was small community, small city. You had to go to church to interact with people. You had to go to the town hall to have to know what's going on in your own city.
When the population is doubled over and over and over again until it's like, okay, this is too many damn people, and the lines are too long, and the traffic is bad, and all this bullshit. Yeah. You get tired of people real fucking quick.
Indeed.
I think it was more simple than unless that, you're way honestly. Out here. I think there's something happened where at one point people were more open and didn't expect people to call first before you come over or set an invitation or let me know so I can put it on my fucking calendar. They didn't do that back then. They were always prepared for somebody to come over. They were open to it, and because they felt like that's what they would want to do probably to their neighbors or friends. Right. Just stop by whenever the fuck you want. I don't care. Right? Somewhere in our timeline, I think that kind of changed.
Yeah, I don't know when that happened.
And, right. It just kind of happened.
I feel like COVID
and now people
like
are like, who is that?
Before
you know?
That, it was already started.
Yeah, and I think
I
later
it
just...
on the baby boomers.
It could have been anything. I don't know what the fuck it was.
It's
but I think that's
fault.
The mentality.
Yeah.
But out here in this kind of area, it's not that way. It's still kind of like it used to be.
Right.
You see what I mean? So is it a city thing or urban thing?
I think, to be fair, though, I think we're at a wonderful, beautiful resort kind of place.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to have Aaron go from house to house around the area
and just
try it out and be like, hey, we're doing an experiment.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A good one because you're black. So.
You motherfuckers. You want me to get shotgunned?
I didn't think of the black thing.
Do you believe this? You believe what they're trying to get me to do, right?
You have to realize too. Just do it, I'm looking out for Aaron in his oldness, even though he's not that old.
We'll send out Chuck.
Still,
he's older than all of us, isn't he?
Yeah, that is correct. But still, the important thing is the fact that when he says neighbors, neighbors are like a half to mile to 3 miles down the road.
So it's a long
so
walk.
Many
it's a long walk. And
my car broke
to...
down. Where? Down by.
They got bikes out here. I could ride the bike.
Down by McKay.
Yeah, I ride the bike. Here, black man riding a bike down a dark road.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's why they do bikes, so that you don't seem threatening.
Maybe.
You know, like, nobody seems threatening rolling up on a bike.
No one's scary on a bike except, like, Jigsaw or
something. Not those little tiny-ass bikes out there either, you know.
Yeah.
Like, mountain bike, maybe. But
everyone's scary if they're walking out here on one of those roads by themselves. I don't care walking, riding. I don't care if anyone is out there. It's scary.
Especially on Bob's road. Fuck Bob's road.
I just can't believe you came that way.
I couldn't. I made a mistake. I hit the wrong thing on the goddamn.
Oh my God.
I didn't use Waze. I used fucking Google Maps, and it gives you like all these different wings. I was like, I want that one. And I think I hit the other one by accident because my finger's too fat.
I was going to mess with him. It was like funny, so I was going to mess with him, guys. And I decided not to because I realized real quick that, no, it was like serious.
I was serious, bro.
He was serious.
Was
and
scared.
If I would have messed with him, it would have not been good at all.
But added detriment to the evening.
I really wanted to.
Yep.
Because he was so scared of this road, and it's a road.
It's
there was nothing
it's
even
Bob's
on it.
Road.
Yeah, I'm just white knuckling
like
it the whole time.
It's not even Bob's Road. It's called, like, Creek something.
It was
Nazim
Pierce
Bob's
Road, some
no,
weird
it's
shit.
Not.
It was. Remember, it was going to that. And then it was just, it's just this windy road all through the hills. And then you get to the peak, and then you got to come down all these windy roads.
Well, I think it's one I took.
It's
a pain in the ass.
It sucks. We did it at night again.
He's just mad because he saw a turkey on there.
The first time, it wasn't a turkey.
Like a
I
wild
swear
turkey.
To God.
What
black,
was it?
It was a black wild turkey. But to me, out of the corner of my eye when I saw it, I'm like, what the fuck is that? It looked like a raptor running by you. You know, I was waiting for the fucking thing like in Jurassic Park to start.
So you were more scared because it was black.
Dilophosaurus.
I didn't know what it was, Steve. I didn't know. I know. I'm not supposed to be out here.
There was no street lights. He couldn't see what it was.
I couldn't know. There's no.
I mean, it's darker than hell out there.
Yeah. And then I just watched Exist. If you haven't watched that movie, if you haven't watched Exist on Prime, you need to watch that.
No.
2014, Blair Witch Project director.
Okay, that's twice now. You plugged someone else's movie, and so did you.
Ooh, sorry. Yeah. But it's a good movie.
A Will and a Way coming soon. Watch this
Giant
film.
Pacific Octopus.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Those two.
On Tubi TV, which pays us the most. However, it's on
17
platforms.
We were just talking about scary roads, and Bigfoot was in my head all night
I'm
when I was driving.
You guys keep plugging other
I love
movies.
That you're kind of terrified of Bigfoot.
He scares the shit out of me.
I remember I brought him up. This is no bullshit. Like, I brought him up as a possibility to bring in the horrorverse.
Yeah.
And, like, I could never understand. I'm like, no, it's a cool take, man. Like, it's a cool idea.
Like, no,
we should
stupid.
Bring him in. And he's like, no, I'm not really. And then, like, later on, you were talking to Sam on a podcast. You're like, no, fuck Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. And I'm like, that's it. That's why he wouldn't do it.
I hate it.
His butthole puckers and everything. He's so scared.
Big time.
His Bigfoot is not Harry and the Hendersons.
No.
It just gives me willies. I don't like it.
There's no fucking Bigfoot. There's no I don't proof fucking of that know. Shit. What the fuck?
I don't know. I didn't even know there was nice people until today.
Aaron, you're doing something that I've never seen you do on the podcast. I'm waiting for you to start singing because you're cupping the microphone like you used to do when we did karaoke back in the day.
Let's go. Want to do karaoke?
Well, we got these new nice stands and stuff here. So, yeah, we can
we
do that.
We did, yeah. Thanks to Chuck, we got some nice stands. Yeah. They're great.
That's fun. It's not that the old ones were bad. They were just hollow. So they went ding.
Ding all the time. Ding.
Yeah, these things are solid as hell.
They're good. They're
Aaron had to fix a lot in post because of the other ones.
Yeah, that sucked. Oh, man. Well.
Well, they're
chilling out now.
I've been paying attention though. So, how many people are staying here? Because after dinner, we're still about 80% capacity of what we had for the movie.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, it's like I've only seen like 7 people walk that way. Where the hell did everybody else go?
They back downstairs. Be their
bonfire. Bonfire
out front.
Bonfire out front.
Plus, or they their rooms like because they got a room over there.
Yeah. It's been a successful evening. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really has. Indeed. That's fun.
And the film was good enough. It was successful before you ever turned it on. That's the good part. But yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You made a good one, Sam.
You did.
I am proud.
Good job.
We made a good one as a team. And don't even say it because we are a team and it does take a team. And
absolutely.
We all pitched in.
We all pitch. Yeah.
I don't know why that fucker's laughing. It's not that funny, but okay. We thank you, Sam. I appreciate it.
I'm hilarious.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, people are just having fun. And see, that is why people don't want to be around people because of what you're saying right now.
Totally.
Like, if he was at the door, I wouldn't open it.
No, Chuck's attitude right now is why they don't open it.
You get it. Steve and I are on the same page right now.
Chuck's like, I don't like you laughing. Get out.
No, and that's true, though. Even if it was you knocking at the door. That's why we leave the door open. You just come on.
Even now.
Because if you knocked on our door, I'd be like, oh, shit, who's at the door? You know, and you do the peek through the blinds like, oh, shit, it's Chuck. Okay. Then you'd open it.
But why did we do that?
Why don't we just go up and open the door and be like, hey, where can I help you today? We don't do that anymore.
Let's play scary movie time.
Yeah.
So what if you do that? You get the knock on the door and you're like, what the fuck? And you walk over and you look over and I'm just standing in the door like this. You look out the window and I'm just like this.
How come when I said a bloody person knocking at your door and you thought I was all weird and then now you're saying that and now that's not weird?
They're all weird.
Everything I do is weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to be honest, though. I grew up like that. I don't think I've ever had anybody come up to my door that I didn't open it, though. Like, I think I'm too paranoid, like, the one time that I don't open it, that, like, somebody will die.
Oh,
and I'll
fair
be
enough.
Like, oh,
okay.
Shit.
Are
okay,
you
I got gotcha.
Guy that would open the door for the person nowadays that's like all bloody and trying to escape somebody?
Yeah,
and
I'm too. Because seriously, my guilt, like, I'm Irish and Italian, but I have like deep Jewish guilt, like Catholic Jewish guilt.
Oh,
and,
no, that's a bad, like,
oh, no, for real.
Little karma
and like, immediately, if I open up the door, I'd be like, fuck, this dude's gonna die and I'm gonna feel bad the rest of my life. Just open the door.
It's too funny.
Is there some interest going on over there?
Oh, you guys like to be on a podcast?
You want to be on it?
No.
No?
It's live.
Yeah.
We're recording it right
now. We're just doing a podcast.
I will give over my microphone.
Anybody can come on over. Come on over.
No.
Anything you want to say. No? All right. Fair enough. We'll just keep chatting.
We'll just keep chatting amongst ourselves. And you can watch or laugh or whatever you want to do.
I don't know. You know what? What if you open the door and that camera is camera home? Is that
Kyra?
Camera?
My wife?
No,
it's
no,
strange.
No.
Stranger.
No.
Strangers.
He's talking about
strangers. Oh. Like strangers. The strangers. The movie.
Yes.
The movie.
I know.
Strangers.
I know what you're talking about. I've never seen it.
You've never seen the strangers.
Yeah, you're gonna play it down.
Oh, gee.
I miss so much shit. I got a 10-year-old. I ain't watched anything.
My ex-wife walked out of the fucking theater while we were watching.
Yeah,
the movie.
Bro.
That because that one.
12 years later, she finished it.
That's literally
a great movie.
Terrifying.
No, but
I'm excited for the sequel.
The
remake looks good too.
I'm excited too.
I'm stupid. I admit it. But I would probably open up the door. Like, I'd be like, it'd be the one.
It's one of those things, though. If you open the door, maybe they'd leave you alone.
Yeah.
Right?
No, but think about it. Like,
it's like
the odds of it being someone that there to kill you or something. I mean, it depends on you as a person. I don't know what you're into. I'm sure there's people that... Chuck.
You mean Chuck.
For sure. Everybody knows what I'm into.
Well, I just turned to him and said this, like, same thing. That's or right. did the same thing. Yeah, so. I don't get
it. But you met Chuck. We know
everybody
this.
Everybody has people. I don't know what...
You can look at the camera and tell them, I don't know what you're into.
I don't know what you're into.
Oh.
But, no, I'm saying a personal... Is it personal guilt or something? Because the odds of someone being there to kill you are not
it's
that
much. It's fairly low. But not zero.
It's just fear.
Yeah.
It's
of
just
what?
Fear.
Some,
just fear. Whatever's in your head, imagination, whatever that is. That's
face
all it is.
Your fucking fear.
Don't.
And I got a foot. No. I'll put it in front of the door. They can't get it that damned open.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, well, honestly, what are you really worried about? Okay, this is the only time I wouldn't open the door if I was a single girl living by myself.
See, the things that you're afraid of, though, I think is ridiculous. And then the things that I'm afraid of, you think is ridiculous. So why is that? Isn't that weird that people do that?
Yeah. What you're like, afraid of is ridiculous.
See what I'm saying? But you're afraid to get up in front of people who piss and shit like we do. Who gives
Am
a fuck
I afraid,
what they think?
Or did
Bigfoot,
I not do
on
it
the other hand.
Twice tonight?
No, you did camping.
But that like doesn't take away the fact that you were scared.
Okay, being scared and doing it anyway is a lot different than being scared and not doing it because I'm
bravery.
Scared.
Which is why I still drove down Bob's Road.
But you didn't get out of the car.
Fuck no. Why, no. She wanted. She was like, why don't we stop and go for a walk? I'm like, what
and
the
he was like,
you
no.
white girl, what are you doing?
Why would you want to go for a walk?
It's because she knows you'd die first. That's why. Because
she's seen enough of those movies.
Yeah. She'd be like, I'll be fine. I'll be the final girl. You're
it.
Done.
I'll make it. I'll make it to somebody's door.
But yeah.
I'll first, bloody knock it.
I think she got mad at me because I brought up Beast Within. And I was like, what if you had some big blobby, sticky fucking guy raping you in the woods?
That's where you went?
Yeah, I went to Beast Within.
She's trying to freak her out.
Not only did he go there.
That'll work.
But he put himself in the scenario as well.
I did.
And that was super uncool as far as what he would do in that situation.
Run away?
I forgot I said that.
Oh, yeah. Did you forget about that part? I'm surprised you brought this up. Because let's just explain why asshole Aaron is asshole Aaron, okay? Let's do that. Because this motherfucker right here, he actually said that he would give me up to save himself.
Let me just tell it the way it was.
Okay, go ahead. But it was
go ahead and church this one.
What if the car broke down, Sam?
We're going to do a quick edit on the story.
What if the car broke down, Sam? Would you make me walk down this mountain, this hill we're on, these hills, in the dark to go find help? She's like, absolutely I would. I'm like, great, that's my job. But then you're going to be left alone in the car by yourself. If it's anything like Beast Within, something's going to snatch you out of that car, drag your ass in the wood, take your booty, and it's going to be this big, slimy, blubbery, mushy thing monster guy. He's going to impregnate you with this fucking thing, and then God knows what's going to happen. And then she was like, oh, well, what if he got you and you stayed in the car? I'm like, he's not taking my booty. First of all.
I mean, he could.
He could try, but he's not going to, because I'd say, do what you want to the girl, but leave me alone. That's exactly... what
okay,
I said.
So see what I'm saying now? He would give me up to save his own booty.
My booty hole. No, Aaron, okay, you didn't make that any better by explaining it.
Yeah,
no.
At all.
I'm just
I
all about
told
putting
you
it
he wasn't going
the build up. The build-up was a little bit there.
I just want to put it out there, you know?
Yeah. So you see what I mean? He is an asshole.
What you want
all
to
of the time.
You know,
all of the time.
I mean, you're not wrong, but at the same time, I've done just as dumb as shit with my wife. So, you know, there's...
I've done plenty of shit, but dumb shit with my ex-wives.
Yeah.
So your wife still loves you.
Yeah. But so far. Thank you, honey.
But how many times have you been in bed at night and you hear a noise and, you know, if somebody goes, hey, honey, go check that out, and she's pushing you to go do it.
Oh, yeah, always.
And you got to be that
guy
to do it.
Guy.
Since when does that matter? You know, every other thing,
no,
it's
I
like,
actually
hey,
get up
you're
and
the
do
woman,
it.
Why don't
so
you go do that?
You know, sleep we don't do through it.
Are you trying
I
to
get
say?
Up. Plus, you don't have anything
so
on.
If he wakes up in the middle of the night and he's kind of hungry, and can he lean over
here,
and
make me a sandwich.
Go make me a sandwich.
Yeah.
Can he do that?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Have you done that?
No.
Never.
No.
I would never done that.
I would never do that.
But I mean.
Never do that. Make my own sandwich, damn it.
Yeah.
Make daddy a sandwich.
Let's just say this. I've always said this about Aaron.
Go ahead.
If there was a gunfight and we're standing there, am I a shield?
She always says that.
I am a human shield. I am a human shield. Yes, I am.
No,
don't
it depends.
Lie.
It depends.
Even,
no.
Don't
no.
Lie.
You're not a human shield.
No, it always depends. Yeah.
Well, I'm
because
not a human shield. But
because
he
if
would
it's
make
like a
one.
Monster and a weird slimy creature thingy, then it may be different. But if it's some dude with a gun, I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to take the bullet and just be like, all right, you know, whatever. you know, I'm going to die or I'll take the bullet. You know, you know, that's I'll stand up to another human. But if it's some weird supernatural monster, honey,
I mean, know what I'm going to do. I might be like, I'm out of here. Bro.
Everything is horrible about that. But but I give you serious credit for being as honest as you are about it.
I don't know what I would
like. I guess that is true. At least
how could you know what you would do if you had some tentacle monster in front of you wanting your woman? Like, you're going to stand up to that thing?
See, no, that's funny because, like,
I can fuck Joe. I could give
my first response is to be like, no, of course I would. But then I'm like, my second one, I'm like, I do think. For just a moment, I'm like, what kind of tentacle monster? How did it show up? Was it out of nowhere? Right. Can I run?
No. You know, you have all these questions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, the specifics will probably lead to the same place, but I said probably, not definitely.
You know, Martin said it best back in the day. He was like,
it's still a better answer.
You gotta go. You gotta let her go.
But how do you know the tentacle monster is for her?
I don't know.
Yeah,
you
that's
don't
true.
Know the
it
sex
could be
the
your
monster.
Beehole.
It might be going for you.
It could, but
and that's
I mean,
what I wished on him because he said I was manifesting stuff, and I'm like, I'm
I think that's fair to wish
right
it
now.
On him.
I don't know.
At that point.
I think this stuff is scary. See you later.
I'm gonna manifest.
I don't like
this
that stuff.
On you.
Could happen.
I love that it's like yes. Whose beehole is it going for, Aaron? Oh hi, you guys have a good day.
Yeah.
We're at an actual place with people right now, guys. Yeah. It's awesome.
And they're turning around looking at us because we're talking about beeholes.
And tentacle rape.
Yeah.
And we just learned that a lot of people are actually listening to us.
Yeah, that's great. It's good. It's good.
We did learn that, yeah.
Hi, how are you? It's fun stuff. Oh, man. Well, all right, Sam.
So, yeah. I wonder, so this is my question to everyone that listens to our podcast.
Oh,
how many podcasts did it take for you to realize that Aaron was really an asshole? I want to know. Was it one? Was it two? Was it 10? Was it 15?
No.
How many did it take?
Or was it 205?
40-something-ish.
205, I think. Yeah, we're 205. I think this is 205. Aww. It should be. Yeah.
Was it this one? Was it the tentacles finally that broke a couple of people? They're like writing right now. No, it was this one.
Do what you want to throw. Leave me alone. I can't take it anymore, Aaron. That's too much. It's just too much.
Yeah.
He was okay until then.
Yeah.
Until then, right?
Or, you know, we could pose an equally baffling question and ask how many minutes would it take Aaron? Or could Aaron? Never mind. There's people watching this. I can't say right now. It's completely inappropriate what I was just about to say.
You can say whatever you want. It's Brian.
Yeah.
No, Brian was fine. It was someone standing next to Brian, and I didn't want to say it.
Brian's friend.
Yeah.
Brian's friend.
We appreciate Brian.
I appreciate.
Yeah. No, they're
he made me my last drink. I love
I
that man for life.
Everybody.
No, he's.
Yeah.
He's a great dude.
Straight up vodka and ice.
Yeah. I was going to say, if it is your last drink,
we'll see what happens.
He made me my last drink ever.
Oh. No, not ever.
Do we have to go?
Okay. No. See, and Aaron.
You guys
be,
watch too many
if,
fucking
if
horror movies.
If that was me saying that, Aaron would be like, "You're manifesting stuff now. Stop it."
He's like,
just,
"No."
Did you just spit on the microphone?
It wasn't me.
That was me. I was cracking. I've been trying not to laugh right into the microphone. Sorry, guys.
You're gonna get the good. No, I don't know. We're here. We had your movie.
Yes, we did.
We talk a lot of shit, but I'm very proud of this.
This podcast was actually
movie.
Really fun, you guys. I'm glad we had it.
I told you it would.
I was like, do I really have to fuck this shit?
Yeah,
right
with the background
now?
Noise.
Like, I made a movie. Isn't it enough?
It's not enough.
And this our second podcast we did on the road.
Oh,
is
that
it's
in
the
a row?
Second podcast on the road.
No,
but
not
it's
in
the
a row,
first
but
one
it's the second.
Zoom.
Yeah,
it's the first. It's the second podcast on the road this month.
It is
actually is. Yeah,
and that last one was good.
Tony's cool guy.
Super
he's fun.
Cool.
Super fun.
However, you know, it was a lot less expensive to go to Seattle than it was to go to Republic.
Yeah.
It's a lot of gas.
It is a lot of gas.
Chuck's more behaved, though, around, you know, these type of folks, these country folks, because he used to wear the Eagle buckle and he had a hat. I never seen him wear anything.
Is that
like
real?
Rainbow colors and what?
You had an eagle buckle.
He did.
And he used to do the boot
scoot
and boogie.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He used to teach people how to dance.
Yeah, and all that stuff. But I never realized. How
I'm
well?
More, I'm more comfortable
in Capitol Hill.
Hill.
Yeah, it's different, you know.
Oh yeah,
primarily.
You are kind of a little uncomfortable here. For
he was actually very open.
To be expected.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. And I think it might have had something to do. I think I joked with him on the phone that day. And I was like, oh, I just made sure the guests knew you were homophobic. And he got really mad.
He's like, I will prove you wrong. There's been a few times Aaron says something that actually makes me mad. And I was like, why the fuck would you say something like that about me?
I was just kidding.
He just says stuff that's really inappropriate.
But the funny thing is because, yeah, there's something. There's something about certain people that you read their persona as soon as you start talking to them.
Yeah.
And we've had guests where it was just like, I'll just be quiet. And we've had, and don't get me wrong, if I've been quiet on your show, don't.
That's
going to
insult, like, what is it,
204?
That's going to insult
half the guests.
150 people.
Yeah, at least 200.
But there are certain times, and there's other times where the show is also
can't
a full
get in
experience.
A word in
you're a good listener, you could say that.
Yeah, that is true. I do. There's a reason why I wait to talk until the end.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is just a man that doesn't say anything until he has something really good to say.
Or funny.
Hey, what are you saying?
Or dirty. You can hear the fucking fire cracking.
That's some bullshit.
Wait, why is that bullshit?
Everybody in the room got quiet.
You don't stop talking, so I can't say that.
Everything I say,
you.
I think I'm making a point
about
something.
I can only say that about somebody who's quiet.
Yeah, when are you going to get on Team Aaron? When are you going to get on Team Aaron? When is that going to happen?
Oh.
I think she gets on Team Aaron enough, doesn't she?
Wait.
Enough to have at least one child.
Yeah. That's fact.
I mean,
just Team Aaron in general,
you know,
though.
I could just go on with it.
Like, yeah, let's flip that. Let's flip that.
Like,
Aaron won't save me from a monster. Would you save me from a monster? Would
you
save me from a monster?
You know she would save you from a monster. She's even saying it right now that she wouldn't.
She would.
She would do it.
You think she would?
Yes.
No, I think she'd like Sam.
She would do it, and then at the end she'd be like,
no, 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 no.
Yeah, she would say, I was almost out, and then he brought me back in.
She loves everybody on the planet.
I would die for anybody.
But me.
I know.
Even his ass.
No, she would not. Everybody else on the planet but me.
It should be that way, but it's actually not.
Oh, my God.
Nope.
I would do it. I totally would do it.
It's probably one of those things, too.
I'm still with you, aren't I?
If it really happened, like, in, like, a movie sequence, like, if you could see it and be like, oh, shit, it'd probably just the opposite. I'd be the one that would save her when no one thought I would, and she'd be the one that would leave my black ass. When everybody thought she would.
I think you both would save each other from chemical rape. I think you would.
I would hope so, Steve. I think you make a good point.
Yes. I have faith.
Sam,
can we
do that? Can we make an agreement, at least on tentacle rape, that you would save me?
His black ass. I don't know.
Well, you don't have to take one for the team. You just have to protect each other.
I thought I was taking one for the
you know
team,
what?
So
just,
I just said it.
Just wrap each other's holes tightly whenever the tentacles come around.
I don't even know why tentacles come around.
I don't know why holes are being said. I don't know why a lot of things are being said right now.
I want to remind all of our listeners, though, that Aaron started that whole conversation.
Probably, no pun intended.
Yeah.
I think it's said
all
of it.
And where did it all come from?
Bob's Road.
Aaron's mind.
Aaron's silly fear of something that doesn't exist.
Bigfoot.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know until you know.
But I am with him on the hatred of camping. Fuck camping.
That's what I'm saying.
We evolved for a reason.
You don't know what's out there, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
you can't beat the man up. He's got some good points.
I'll go hiking at night. I just won't stay the night in the out there.
Why?
I don't like.
It's just uncomfortable.
I don't like camping. There's fucking bugs.
I always
wake up wet, like wet, and I'm not talking about like I peed my pants wet. I'm talking about just like I'm wet. And why do I always wake up wet when I go camping?
No comment, Sam.
She wakes up damp.
I know everyone knows what I'm talking about. I know for a fact everyone knows what I'm talking about. You just won't say it.
Waiter, can I get
dew?
Another one of these,
is it
please?
Called dew? What the hell? How does the dew get on me when I'm in a tent?
I can. Probably figure out how the dew got on you.
Well, we could turn the show scientific and I can explain to you how the warm moisture coming out of your mouth creates a dew point.
I don't think
the
explanation is going to help anything.
Especially the dew I'm talking about.
Because you know what? Sometimes you just got to do the damn dew.
Why am I so wet?
I have no idea what. I don't know.
That she went like, no, and I'm not talking about urine. And like, we didn't.
Yeah, no one went there.
No one flinched.
Oh, God. Only on our podcast could we do this. Here we are in a wonderful establishment.
I'm a group of guys, aren't I?
Yes, you are. You are.
You're more guy than some of us sometimes.
Your fucking premiere movie came out.
I know. You rocked it.
And we're talking about jizzing on a woman in a tent that's in the dark.
By the way, let's talk about really quick. Let's talk about the full service of this wonderful filmmaker. director who's premiering her movie, and to help delay time for the audience, went back to bartending and was making drinks for everybody.
Oh, yeah, that was badass, by the way.
Cool.
That was badass.
When they make your biography, that's going to be a big scene one day. Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to stall and wait for the host to get here to open up the show. We've got 40 people sitting in their seats waiting. Sam ends up volunteering.
Running out of bonbons.
Yeah, volunteering to make some drinks for everybody. Mans the bar. Goes up there like a savage.
I like the overall
Steve bar-backed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I did my best.
Yeah. And Sam's slinging drinks like old school days. That was no joke.
I was trying to sling drinks. I didn't really know what anything
you
rocked was.
It. You did just fine. You just fine.
I can sling some drinks when I know what shit is. That's
it's,
for sure.
It's like switching software programs, you know, when you're doing editing software. Like, if I went to Adobe Premiere right now, I have no idea where anything's at.
Yeah, but you figure it out quick.
Yeah.
I just need shown once. Like, if she took me back there and was like, this is where this is, and they were always kept in the same spot. But
yeah.
That's kind of a nightmare back there because it's never in the same spot.
Yeah.
But if it was and she went and showed me, I could totally sling some drinks around here.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Around anywhere.
You could. I think you could hop back there right now and be fine.
Oh, I could.
You figure out
enough. Are you inquiring if she'll hop back there and make you another
podcast? I think that's what he's saying.
I
think it's time.
I don't need to say it directly. Sam hears me.
I know she will. I will make you a vodka drink.
No, I got
to
drive.
You want a vodka drink?
Shit. Unfortunately.
You want a vodka drink? You want a whiskey drink?
You want some vodka juice?
Whiskey drink. All right, Sam. So,
vodka drink?
Before we end the show, Samantha.
That's where I was going with it, you know.
Before we end the show.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Yeah. I think we're all very proud of what you made. We've all said it. You've got validation from even a whole room of people and don't even know you. They watched your movie. They had emotion.
I didn't have any bad.
No. So, congratulations.
No one said anything bad about it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You did good.
Thank you. Very good.
And what are your plans now with the movie? And then what do you got coming up next?
Well, I don't want to spill anything about what I've got coming up next.
But you have something coming.
Indeed, I do. And it's already a lot filmed. And we've already kind of, you know, put some teasers out there. However, no more are going out there. Do you hear me, Aaron?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Do you understand me,
No,
Aaron?
I won't premature ejaculate.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel like you need to give him a fake documentary.
We don't know what you're
like
talking
about.
I know.
Yeah.
Because yeah.
I need validation.
So Aaron likes to
I
post
need support
stuff.
From people.
He likes to post stuff on Facebook.
I like engagement.
Everything.
It makes me feel like I'm something. And somebody needs people's. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you need validation? Yeah.
Welcome to the session of Around the Real Therapy.
Anyway, no, I do
Ooh,
have something.
I got another heart.
I have something in the works, and I'm super excited about it, and I think my team's super excited about it. Are you guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's dope. Okay. It's dope.
It's something I've been wanting to do for quite a while, mm-hmm. and I tried to do a certain form of or a different kind of same subject, different like way I would try to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a better way.
She went from being sneaky to being direct, and it worked.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I don't really want to give anything
away.
You don't
want to give anything.
It's
totally fine.
You know, I like surprising people with
stuff.
You have
a project coming.
And I don't want people to know the whole time
for
this one. I just want to, I'm going to see what happens. Because this is also kind of a, we never know what's going to happen kind of one.
That's very true.
Because some of the people involved could be or could not be a little bit hard to, you know, get to commit to things. So we'll see how it goes, and I'm hopeful, though. But I have a couple other ones. You know, Steve knows. I've got a couple other ones that I have been thinking about and on my brain. And I have, you know, pages and pages of lists of ones I want to do.
And no matter what comes out next, it will be awesome.
It will be awesome.
I hope so. I hope so.
But here's the thing. From Batman Begins, you know what you've done, though.
What have I done?
Escalation.
That's what you do all the time. You escalate things.
You escalate things, Sam.
Okay.
You know, you made GPO, so you had to do it better. And then you made A Will and a Way. And you did better. And now you got to make something else that is better than that.
I think, though, that
up in the ante, escalation.
You have to do something, though, that, like, now it's
people
paired.
That have helped me make things better.
Oh, you got that right.
I mean, you did have something to do with Octopus, too, but you had more to do with A Will and a Way, and I'm grateful for that, because it was amazing. And everyone, you know what? Everyone compliments about A Will and a Way, the font.
Really?
Yeah, they love
Everybody
it. That's all you,
says.
Bro. Yeah.
And that is all you.
I made it look good, but do you remember what wonderful person picked that font?
However, you found
all right,
it.
All right, okay. No, I'm done with this.
No, it's just sappy. It's true. No, but Sam did. She actually figured out the good
one. I still think it's funny that she still fucking deflected the compliment.
Oh, this could go on. This is a Canadian standoff. We can pop this back and forth for fucking hours.
We're too close to the Canadian border for this right now.
I know, right?
Yeah.
No, 10 hours away, I think, or something.
Are we still really?
I don't think we are. We're closer than that.
Someone said he came from Canada and it took him 10 hours to get.
Yeah, but that was Alberta.
He lives up north.
That's far.
They were walking.
Yeah, that's far into Canada.
We're like 7 miles from the border.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I don't think we're
close. Do you or do you not understand that I am directionally challenged and I have no idea of any.
Well, since I'm sitting on your left, yes, I have an idea.
I didn't even know Canada was up until you told me.
Yeah, I'm like, Sam, no. I said a blowjob. Get off my. Anyway.
He's not an asshole at all. No.
And thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Will and Way, Samantha Hand. Proud of you.
Golf clap. Yes. Golf clap.
All right. Here we are. Chuck, would you like to end the show?
Thank you for joining us down around the reel. Thank you for hanging out, Samantha Hanna, as you premiered your movie for the first audience other than people who love you. And what was the response? Better than the people who love you. Because they love what you did because of what you did, not because of who you are. So stop deflecting. Thank you for the thank you. I appreciate that. And Aaron, I really have to jump in here really quick and then make a personal note. You talk about how you question whether or not Sam would ever protect you.
Yeah.
If the roles were reversed,
yeah.
I'd like to say right now that you are being saved every night when she refrains from fucking killing you.
Oh, good point. Yeah, that's
a
good
remember out there, think hard, because you're thinking anyway.
We'll see everybody later.
Bye-bye.
And it'll be a long time before you get a blowjob again.
For those of you that want to be a guest on Around the Reel, please email Sam at aroundthereel253@gmail.com.
That's aroundthereel253@gmail.com.
Not Messenger. Do not message Aaron on Messenger because then he has to send you a message that says email Sam at aroundthereel253@gmail.com.
That's aroundthereel253@gmail.com.
How come they can't just message me again?
Because nobody wants to fucking talk to you.
Can anybody reach out? That's an artist, filmmaker, actor?
If you're an artist of any kind, we want to hear from you.
But we are going to vet the crap out of you.
We don't care if you make millions of dollars in Hollywood or if you're just beginning your career in the art industry. We don't care. So everybody that wants to be on Around the Reel, yes, we want you.
That's aroundthereel253@gmail.com.